Yeah. What kind of, you ever make any kind of thing from clabber?
No, don't make no clabber. I'll show you.
Maybe make some kind of...
You can make anything you want with a clabber.
Cheese out of it?
Yeah, you make cheese, butter, anything like that you want. Maybe. But I'm getting to these pigs and be a little hungry chillin'.
Yeah.
You know a man got 10 or 12 chillin', he can't hardly buy enough to feed them?
Yeah.
He can't. Now, I done one time this morning, I got a sack of cottonseed meal and hulls.
Yeah, what kind of sack?
Crocus sack.
Crocus sack.
A meal and hulls. That meal and hulls, it cost me $8.40. 100 pounds.
Really? $8.40?
$8.40 this morning.
That's ridiculous. That stuff was going for $3 when I used to feed them.
Well, shit, $8.40. I got the sack and I got the bill, you know.
Man.
Now, and I bought a sack of 6 pounds of dog feed, cost $7.30. Feed my dog on. And I got a sack of chops, $5.90, 6 pounds of chops.
$5.90. Yeah.
Now that's what I said. If we didn't try to raise something, we couldn't make it.
Where did you keep your food and stuff like that? You know, to keep it from spoiling, that sort of thing.
I've got an ice box in the house there.
Yeah, but back in the old days, before they had ice boxes.
The city wasn't no when the old. Back in yonder and keep the food from spoiling, we put it down in the well.
Yeah? Put your what down there?
You want to put your, if you had some milk, you want to put some milk down there?
Yeah.
You want to put some earth down there, talk to spoiling, some meat or something, just fatten it up and let it down in the well. Stay there.
Did you have a place where you keep produce, maybe where you could store something in the winter? Or in the summer?
Well, in the winter, you didn't need nothing. It'd be in the summer when you put this milk and butter and stuff down the well. Put you in a big old something, big in that thing there, and put it on a roll and let it go down to that water about 10 or 12 foot. See, it'll be fresh there all day and all night and all next week.
What'd you call it,
Mr.? Well, that's what you call the storing place. You wouldn't put in nothing where it wastes. You'd do is mess your water up. Put in something where it wouldn't waste out, you see? If it wears out, it'll fall in that retainer, you see.
Uh-huh.
And you want some of it, just draw it on up. Lift it on the shelf like that, shelf down, get what you want out and let it back.
Yeah.
But it's a whole lot different now in the world when I was a kid. It's hotter now. And when it gets cold, it's cold now. And then different.
Food doesn't keep as long.
No, I tell you it won't stay as long now.
What happens to it?
One, bugs, and everything else happens to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You say the meat is, you keep your meat too long, you say it's for what?
Well, I'll show you. Now I got some meat in yonder. I've been killed ever since last December. Last year. And it's just a solid 9 of the world then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good meat then.
Sure, good meat. Well, I got some lard in yonder. Chewing big enough to stand there. Been in that 3 years, and just a solid 9 of the world 3 years ago.
Keep that lard in a churn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, where'd you keep your potatoes? Where'd you store them?
See that house yonder?
Yeah. What do you call that?
Potato house? I got it dug down about that deep.
Yeah.
In the ground.
Mm-hmm.
When in the wintertime, when I dig potatoes up there and carry them for them in,